107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Tuesday, June 6th. You are going to want to mark down Sunday, June 25th on your calendar. It is coming up. It's Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, Hike for Hospice, and Lucy Stewart and Dennis Young join us in studio. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jamie.
Now, it's always a pleasure to chat with both of you. Dennis, we'll let Lucy go first because we chatted last time.
Sure.
Lucy, we have the Hike for Hospice fast approaching. Should remind folks where it's located this year, too.
Thanks, Jamie. So this year, for those joining us in person, we're going to be back again at the Stratford Perth Museum, which is a great location. The Tom Orr Trail is at the back of the museum property, and there's the band shell. So it's just a great location with a big parking lot. And then there's also the option, if you can't make it out on Sunday, June 25th, to join us at the museum, you can also hike on your site.
Okay, and so hike on your site, what's that about?
If you're out of town, it's sort of our spin on virtual hike, right? But it's let's get away from virtual. So if you want to go on your treadmill and still raise funds for the hospice, that's fabulous. We have a couple of long-term care facilities, actually, or retirement facilities here in the community that are doing their own hike on their site.
There you go. So, what a great option right there.
Exactly.
Perfect. That's perfect. It. So again, it's Sunday, June 25th, Hike for Hospice, and it's all happening at the Stratford Perth Museum. And Lucy, as we know, this is a big fundraiser for Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. This is a big one.
It is. You're right. That our goal this year is $100,000 that goes towards covering off the operating costs that are not met by Ministry of Health funding. So annually, Rotary Hospice, we have to raise about $900,000. And the other 50% of that, well, the other $900,000 is Ministry of Health funding. So Ministry of Health funding is 50% of our annual operating costs. The rest comes locally from events such as the hike. So it's a huge event for us, and every dollar raised is greatly appreciated.
Okay, let's get Dennis in on the discussion here. Now, Dennis, let's do a shout-out to the sponsors, the people helping out with something like this.
Yes, it's incredible. We have had a number of sponsors come back year after year, which has been great, but we also have some new ones this year. So
great.
What I'm going to do is just list them for
you. Sure, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, they deserve a shout-out.
They do, definitely. So our Pathfinder sponsors are Woodcock Cock Brothers and Tradition Mutual, which is located in Sebringville, Ontario. The backpack sponsor is UNIAC Insurance in Mitchell. The trucker sponsors are McCutcheon and Pierce Professional Corporation and Pursuit Climbing, which is a brand new one for us this year, which is great. The shoe sponsor is Sinclair Pharmacy. And this year we've taken on board Home and Country Real Estate Corporation Brokerage.
Home and Company.
Home and Company.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, you guys. I keep getting that wrong. It's Home and Company. Anyway, we're happy to have them aboard, and they're coming out and helping us to volunteer.
They are terrific. They have been at so many events, including Hike for Hospice. They're just great.
Yeah, they sold my house. I should remember their name.
No worries.
Thanks, June.
All right. So again, that's just a sample of the folks, the area businesses and more helping out. Again, registration for that day is at 10:30. The formal greetings at 11 o'clock. A walk as a group at 11:15. And then there's lunch, too. We got to mention lunch going on here.
Right.
There is. There's a barbecue, annual barbecue, which the Rocker family take care of for us. It's just great. And there's also going to be entertainment on the stage, too, which is great.
So fabulous. So you can make a Sunday morning of it.
Yeah, activities. Yep. We've got our painted rock station. We've got a little scavenger hunt or I Spy game going on.
We're doing bird seed making
station. And then we have the team from Collective Wellness have also jumped on board this year, and they're going to do a refreshment station for us.
Okay, there you go.
So it should be a great day.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
We already have 200 people. Who are registered to participate as well.
Okay, and it's not too late to be a part of this by
it
all means.
Definitely is not, and it's not too late to donate either, which is great. Our goal is $100,000. To date, we've raised $44,000 of that, but we've got almost halfway there, and we've got 2 or 3 weeks left. So I think we'll push forward kind of to try and get people to donate. It's a fabulous cause.
It is. Yeah. It is such a great community event for our community with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. Lucy, any final thoughts? Anything else maybe we didn't cover or that people need to know?
Perfect. Thanks, Jamie. I was just going to say that for anybody in the community, Stratford and area, because Rotary Hospice serves Perth County and area. And it's available for no cost to anybody for end-of-life use. So even though there's no cost for the individual who comes in, there's still a cost to operate the hospice. And as I mentioned, we get 50% of our annual funding comes from the Ministry of Health. The other 50% needs to be fundraised through events such as Hike for Hospice. So again, every donation counts so that we can have Rotary Hospice here available for anyone in the community who needs it.
Exactly. Well said. Lucy Stewart and Dennis Young with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. Hike for Hospice is June 25th. Be a part of this amazing community event. Of course, we'll share all the details at mystratfordnow.com. Lucy and Dennis, thanks. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie.